we present, I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello, and welcome to a new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and what fun it is to be back. Over the next 10 weeks, I can promise you fun and laughter. So, not during this program, of course. So please welcome Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor on my right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left. We're going to start the new series with a game we haven't played for quite a while. It's called Predictions for 1981. And I shall want the teams to give me their predictions for 1981. And we'll start with Tim Brooke Taylor.
The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are going to make an official visit to Norway to look for locations for Maelstrom. That's what's going to happen in 1981, about June, the 5:30.
Sorry?
5:30. I can't be more specific than
It'll be called Royal Maelstrom, which is a tale of Norwegian postal service.
Barry.
Norman St. John Stavis will come out of the cabinet.
A number of people will say, what a pity George Rath died last year. And possibly in April, others will reply, and Mae West, for that matter.
Graham.
Well, the mists are beginning to clear. I see that gas will go up by 25%, and the SDP will form. The two are not unconnected, I feel.
Yes.
Arthur Scargill will probably resign as the president of the NUM. He'll become the new Bishop of Durham.
Well, in August, if spared, I shall be 44. Cries of surely not, you bearded lovely from females in the audience, but no.
Amazingly, petrol will reach £1 a gallon. That's hard to believe, I know, but...
Well, I've got a feeling we gave you the wrong year, but still, this is the point where I choose the profession for which our teams will provide appropriate guests. Late arrivals, in fact, at their ball. And I've chosen dancers. Late arrivals at the end of the program, please, for the dancers' ball.
Oh, good.
Dancers. Thought you'd like that. Now we're going to play the game called Good News, Bad News. Someone whom I'm about to nominate will start with some good news, and the next person will give us the corresponding bad news, and then the next person after that will give us the good news, and the person after that will give us the bad... and so on. Until I press the buzzer. And we'll start with you, Graham Gardner.
Starting with good news, right, good news. The BBC have started production on another series of Maelstrom.
Bad news, they're going to show it on television.
Good news, they're keeping the same plot as it was hardly used the first time. That's who watched it.
Bad news, it'll be dubbed into the original Norwegian.
The good news is then we might be able to understand it.
Bad news is that then we might be able to understand it.
What do we want now? Some good news?
I think we need some desperately, yeah.
BBC are cutting the license fee.
Bad news, the Norwegian fishing license.
The good news is the program will be on 3 times a week, and they're calling it Wotan.
Bad news, Bruce Forsyth is going to be on 3 times a week. It's going to be called Wigon. That was the voice of Barry Cryer.
No. David Hockney is doing a portrait show 3 times a week called Paint Your Wogan.
The BBC have also brought a series on the Japanese whaling industry, which we call Shogun.
3 times a week.
3 times a week.
And back now to the good news. The BBC are going to be showing Star Wars 3 times a week, and they're calling it Reagan.
I think we've just got time for another round of that. Let's start with you, Tim.
Good news. Madame Tussauds are melting down Bernard Manning.
The bad news, but only the waxwork.
Good news, they're using the assembled wax to make the cast a dynasty.
The bad news is they're putting a wick in Joan Collins' head.
Good news. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I always press the buzzer when Tim starts to sing. Time for another one now.
Oh.
Barry, start off.
Good news. James Burke. James James Burke is doing a new series called We Are What We See.
The bad news is he is what he looks.
The good news is he's changing his name.
Bad news to Doris Burke.
But he'll be appearing with Edward de Bono in a show called The Wee Doc and Doris.
3 times a week.
3 times a week. After meals.
Maelstrom 3.
Bad news, Henry Kelly won't be in it.
Bad news?
The good news is he'll be playing the wick in Joan Collins' head.
Good news. Happy birthday to you.
Those of you in the studio here, they're probably not those at home, might like to know the score. In this round, the aim is... This is a round called Straight Face, and the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panelist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The remaining three continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and for that one I award a large number of marks. And we'll start with you, Graham Garden.
Maelstrom.
What?
Cute.
Oligarchy.
Treadmill.
Plump.
How do you spell that?
P.L. Ump.
Maelstrom 3.
There's
nothing funny about that.
So, Tim, you drop out of that and we continue with you, Barry.
Clamp.
Plod.
Everglade.
Violence.
Oh, what?
Tim's out now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it should have been Barry's turn.
I'm over here.
Wisteria.
Thesaurus.
Roger.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, all good for a laugh, Roger. No. Roger the Loger, they all know the joke.
It's down now to Barry and Willie. And Barry, you've got an awful lot to do. Like, start.
Thesaurus.
We've had Thesaurus.
I thought we had Roger. I must stop nodding off. Wait a minute.
Oh, that's what it was.
Splint.
Belt.
Clasp.
Door.
Knob.
Ankle.
Gasp.
God, you're good at not making people laugh.
Years of experience without.
And self-taught. I got
Right, let's speed it up a bit.
Chair.
Table.
Desk.
Pen.
Microphone.
Quill.
Glass.
Boot.
Hat.
Lace.
Paper. Daisy.
Teeth. Quicker.
Phil.
Audience.
That means Barry Cryer's the winner. Barry Cryer's the winner. And we can go on to the next game, which is singing relay. Teams will attempt to sing a song by each singing alternate words, and must do so in a time limit of 7 hours. We'll start with you, Tim and Willie, and your song is Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers.
Could you just say that again?
Give us a hint of the tune.
No, I couldn't say it again. Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers.
Sister Susie's sewing shirt for soldiers. Such skill at sewing shirt are shy young. Sister Susie shows
some soldiers send
epistles.
Say,
let's sooner
sleep in
thistles
than
the sorted
soft short
shirt
for
soldiers.
Sister Susie
shows.
I'm going to give you 14 marks for that.
Thank you. You.
And now, Graham and Barry, your song is Tico, Tico, Tico.
Yeah.
Oh, Tico, Tico, kick. Oh, Tico,
Tico,
talk. This Tico,
Tico,
he's a cuckoo. Clark. And when says... Oh, he says...
Maelstrom, Maelstrom.
Cuckoo. He means it's time to woo. It's Tico,
time for
all the
lovers in
the block. I've got a heavy date.
I hate a tate
at eight.
So speak,
oh Tico,
tell
me,
is
it getting
late?
If I'm on time,
cuckoo.
But if I'm late,
woohoo.
The one my heart has gone to
may
not want to
wait.
For just a birdie and a birdie who can then away.
That was good.
Well, after that performance, you won't need me to tell you who was the winner of that round.
We're sharing one copy. Is that any point?
Barry and Graham. Now, we're going to come to the relatively serious part of the program now and play Mornington Crescent. And teams, we're playing this morning, this evening, today.
1981.
Evenings and presents.
Teams, we're going to play Lippmann's Rules for this round. You're all clear on that, Lippmann's Rules. And I think we'll start with you, Graham.
Ooh, a good Lippmann opening then is Hornchurch.
So it has to be Hans Crescent.
Whitehall.
You obviously haven't played
it. No, but I can... Oh,
no, you've left the loop open. You've left the loop.
I know.
Oh, Brompton Road. Fairlop.
Pardon?
Fairlop.
Fairlop.
Fairlop?
Central line.
You made that up.
You spell that.
I had a bad time with plump.
You spell...
what
F-A-I-R, lop. Fairlop. It's on the central line, just near Barkingside.
Never.
It's
wonderful diary with the
Barkingside.
I've got a good at that tube, Matt.
It's the Norwegian word for fishing industry. Fairlop.
That's the Norwegian word for fairlop.
Listeners in the Outer Hebrides who won't have the A to Z handy.
No.
I mean,
those of you driving on the M1, please don't look in your diaries at the moment.
The other fair side of Barkingside, Graham says.
Yeah, or this side, depending on which side you are. But it's, no, it's allowed in...
Actually, I can allow that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course you can
allow. I checked on it, and I can allow that. So, Graham?
Yeah, but he's following it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no...
There's no... You can't go after that.
Under Lippmann.
There's no way... There's no way out of that.
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
Wait a minute. No, but Whitehall started it, and that was my fault.
I reckon that's stump, isn't it?
Just a minute. Let me just... You're absolutely right. There isn't a way out.
They don't. Close the lift.
This is a funny thing. In all these years, this is the very first time that this has happened. And I'm going to have to check on this, teams. So I think the best thing to do to get a hurry along with the program is for us to scrub round that round and start another one.
Okay.
You agree?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
If anybody's listening who can see a way out of Fairlop,
well, I've no doubt. No doubt at all. We should get a lot of letters about this.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll start with you, Willie Rushton, then.
can't even start now.
Well, there is, yes, there is a way of starting.
Fairlop.
Oh! Excellent. Totally Lippmann.
Right, well, Teatons, I'll tell you what, we'll have to forget this round of Mornington Crescent.
But what's the second one, Lippmann,
check,
as well?
I'll check before next time and see how we can get out of this.
If it wasn't
it hasn't happened before, and I must apologise to the audience for that. It hasn't happened before, and I hope it won't happen again. Okay. Appropriately enough, we go on to a game called Paranoia. And in this game, Team A decides that there's something wrong with Team B, and Team B have to guess what is wrong with themselves by asking questions. Team A then reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction, and the aim is to make the members of Team B paranoid and to leave the studio twitching. Graham and Barry's affliction is now going to go up on our audience computer.
Floppy dick. Fair loppy disk.
Meanwhile, here's the mystery voice to tell you, listening at home.
Graham and Barry think they are leaking. Graham and Barry think they are leaking.
Right, we now all of us know Graham and Barry's affliction, and they have to discover what it is.
Has it got anything to do with Fairlop or Maelstrom? Get that out of the way.
We haven't heard that, have we?
No.
No.
Mum is the word.
Your secret is safe with us.
Something to do with deodorant. Has it got a physical connotation?
It can do. The physical con... Oh, look at that nasty...
Stain on the carpet.
Stain on the carpet.
Is it something to do with being unprepossessing?
What's unprepossessing?
Are we?
And be very careful, because Mother Thatcher could hit you with the full majesty of her law.
Do we think we're a specific person?
No, I wouldn't mention names if I was you.
No.
It's something to do with security, isn't it?
Ah.
In the both meanings of the word.
Are we moles? Carpet. Are we moles?
What a charming thought.
Yes, you're trying to be.
Yes.
That's in the other sense. In the physical sense, there is still a large stain getting bigger on the carpet.
Are we
Jim,
No.
Are we leaking?
Yes.
Well, technically the answer is you think you're leaking, which is rather worse. Now, Tim and Willie's affliction is now going up on the board, and here it is for you at home through the mystery voice.
Tim and Willie think they are the Bishop of Durham. Tim and Willie think they are the Bishop of Durham.
You have to guess what it says.
All set? Right.
Well, the audience laughs, so it must be dirty.
Start questioning Tim and Willie.
Do we think we're some other people than ourselves?
People who hate each other.
Well, I think we can... Yes.
Yeah, well, no, not literally.
Another person, put it that way.
Another person. We think we're one person, do we?
Have we Lithuanian blood?
Oh, that's all a matter of belief.
I thought it might be Leon Britton. Well, that's Transylvanian, and that's Nigel Lawson.
Leon Britton is Maelstrom.
Hurry it along, please.
We think we're the Pope.
Could be.
Well,
no, very unlikely.
No.
Bizarre.
Well done. We've got a new game now. Not interesting, but new. It's called Longer and Longer. I shall want the teams to tell a story, each team taking two sentences at a time. Each time a team takes over, it must include a word that's longer than any word used before. Team members can challenge any word. And I'll award points to anyone who could tell me how to end the game. So we're going to start with you now. This is going to be a very crucial one to score. We'll start with you, Tim.
There was a cat that sat on a mat. It was a fat cat.
The cat's name was Kate. Kate, the cat, loved her mat. Kate.
Kate liked to skate on the mat. Stupid cat.
That wasn't a sentence.
Was?
No, Kate. Graham. No verb, I'm sorry. And I'm on your side.
Graham, yes. We've laboriously got ourselves two syllables.
Kate the cat found a rink catering for skating cats. There Kate the cat skated. Stupid cat. Semicolon.
Catering was a big one, wasn't it?
Kate the cat. The skating cat. Skated existentially. And was also fairly anti-disestablishmentarian. Ism in her views.
Doesn't make sense.
A bit of a one-off was Kate the cat, who liked in her tea break to listen to Julie Andrews singing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And also enjoyed Max Bygrave singing Gilly Gilly Ossenfeller. Because of the mention of cats in the title. And Andrew Lloyd Webber doesn't count as a word. Or for much else, in my view.
Great seeing him on Spitting Image live, wasn't it?
Graham, come along.
Well,
you know you were asking how to finish this, Humph. I just pressed the button.
I thought of a really good
way.
I'm
waiting for a white flag to go up.
I think Graham's out. I think I was cheating.
He capitulated, yes. Yeah. Do you want to have a...
Yep.
Right.
Good luck, Big Tim.
Kate the cat was a fat cat.
Okay,
enjoyed catering and skating. And Kate the cat was an intelligent linguistic cat because she knew the German word for this, which was Ober einen Abendstaben Gesellstick unter Bürgern angenehm Freude Lichtstein Gesellschaft.
That was the whole front row of the James Last Orchestra.
I think we'll give the game to Tim.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Now, we come to the point where I sit back and listen to the teams announcing the late arrivals for the dancers' ball.
Who's going to say it, Grace? Oh, Bishop Tutu.
This must be a coming-out ball, as everyone seems to be enjoying the Gay Gordons. Yes, Mr. Glyde is getting very friendly, the very pally Glyde.
With the Gay Gordon, Sir Roger de Coverley and a dashing white sergeant, and his fan Dango.
Bearing the presence of your delicious topless assistant there, Humphrey. There are a couple of beauties with their knighted Chinese son, Sir Li Ping Beauty. They've brought their Ram Burt, who will be more successful, but he's a ball shy.
And Lars... all the way from Norway.
Oh, yes. It's going to be Lars Vols.
And their male Strom.
And not only that, but Mr. and Mrs. Crackersweet and their son Knut Crackersweet.
Who's a father of two, or as the French say, papa de deux.
Oh, yes, there's Charleston Heston.
From Cambridge, May Balls. a relation to Claude, you brought up last year. I just might mention it again.
You please get to attention for General Xerxes Quentin Smee, better known as General Excuse Smee. Is that Beth hobbling towards us? She must be injured. Yes, just look at the lame Beth walk.
And here's Anna Pavlov and her reacting dogs. Later, we'll be watching her St. Bernard Waltz.
So why don't you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Twistagain and their son Les Twistagain. His friend Tristan Chout.
Welsh party, we're here for cum dancing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, all good things have to come to an end. And so does this program. So from all of us, until next time, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
Well, I'm told that we're actually going to repeat that. I'm sorry I haven't a clue. That's on Monday evening at 6:30 p.m.